financial approvals for you by sometime tomorrow.
This Howard.
Hey Howard, is Greg in?
Yeah, hold on one second.
Thanks.
No, it's the phone.
Okay, got it. That's news around.
Hello?
Hello, is this Greg?
No, I'm still trying. Hold on one second.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Hey, is this Greg?
It is.
Hey Greg, it's Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, look, I don't know if you were able to get my message. I left it last month in regards to possibly putting some financing in place for your commercial customers for equipment financing when they make the purchases. Did you happen to come across that? And it was probably been a while. Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, do you have a few minutes to talk? I'd love to see if we can possibly work together.
Let me just ask you a couple questions real quick.
Uh-huh.
On a credit app,
mm-hmm.
What's your time frame on looking at it and getting an answer?
So what we do over here is if you have the credit application, you give it to your customer, a commercial customer. They send it. You can fax it over to us. We get it here. We do preliminary feedback, see if we can do something to help them out. If we can, then I'll get in contact with the customer directly. And then we can go through our approval process. Approval process takes 24 hours, and then the funding process can be anywhere from as quick as 48 hours to get the money into your hands to make the purchase.
Do y'all do your own bank, or are you a bank, or do y'all?
We're a hybrid, so we do both. So we have in-house financing, but if there's somewhere else that has a better rate for it for your customer, we'd love to just send it that way and see if there's a way for them to help out.
All right. Send me all your information. I'm not saying that we've kind of worked down to about three companies that seem to work quickly for us. One of my biggest problems has been the time frame on most banks.
Yeah, no, we are extremely quick. That's the efficiency that we put in, and what we pride ourselves on is getting an answer very quickly. Because take, for example, your customers, they come in, they want a piece of equipment. They say, hey, I got a project coming up. I need it by week's end. What can you do for me? I need to put financing in place. Do you have anybody that does that? Boom, you send them our way. We can probably get the financing towards them within the 40-hour time frame that I was saying.
Email me all your information and send it to Greg and Paula at HendricksMachineryLLC.com.
Okay, so is that just Greg, G-R-E-G, and then is it and Paula?
No, Greg, G-R-E-G. At mm-hmm. HendricksMachineryLLC.com.
Okay.
Also, Paula at HendricksMachineryLLC.com.
Okay, and that's just P-A-U-L-A?
U-L-A, correct.
Okay, yeah, do you happen to run across some of these guys who don't necessarily qualify with their traditional lenders?
We do a lot. Yeah, we do a lot of it. And there is time. I mean, a lot of our customers are going to go through financing. I'll take a look at it, and we'll try one and see what how the process goes and what the turnaround time is. And I mean, I'm just completely upfront with you, because 9 times out of 10 we don't end up using somebody again, because what I end up with is somebody gets some kind of decent, they get an approval, and then they spend 3 to 5 days trying to get a better rate to make more money, and it ends up getting frustrating to the customer and to myself, and we end up, you know, doing something different, because I do a lot of in-house financing and lease purchase just through us. So if we can't get a deal done pretty quick, then I end up just taking it myself.
Got it. So you'd rather have the efficiency matters. That seems to be the biggest concern for you guys.
I mean, we're not going to go do eight, most of my customers are not going to do, 8 or 9% interest. Our equipment's new enough that pretty much what we're doing is going to be in that 5-6% range,
mm-hmm.
and fine with that, and rather be paying 6% and get it done in a 48-hour, get our money and everything funded in 48 hours, than get 4% and it take a week to 10 days.
That
doesn't work for us.
Yeah, because essentially they get started on the project earlier if they have something that they're doing. Typically, how long does the equipment take to get to the customer?
Here's a typical deal. We do a lot with GE. We do a lot with Capital Farm Credit, Ag mm-hmm. Direct.
Yeah. Know them, yes.
That's a deal. I send over an application. I can send an app over, get it filled out and funded, and have an ACH transfer, the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like when I have a customer come in, we want to sit down and do docs and do everything right then. I don't like for them to leave. Like a lot of our customers are traveling from a way off, and when they get here, we try to sit down, get an approval, and get something sent back over. And just quite frankly and honestly, it's one of those deals. If somebody can't get me something pretty quick, I know these other companies can, and I'll just sit down and go ahead and go with that. And I push those companies because that's what happens. And when we have a customer walk out the door and they travel back, next thing you know, somebody's told them about something else, or they're on the internet and they find something else, and you're losing out
on a customer. Exactly. So here's what I want to tell you, Greg. Let me give you a walk down of our typical scenario. So a customer walks into you, they fill out the app, and then they send it back to me. Usually we get the feedback within 15 to 20 minutes, the initial credit feedback. And then some approvals will take, we'll get an approval within a few hours. Some approvals will take a little longer, the 24 hours, because we might require some additional documents to go along with their approval process. But we do work with credit tiers A through D, which kind of sets us apart because, the low-hanging fruit guys, the guys that don't necessarily get the best financing options when they have a C credit or D credit, but they need this equipment to make their business run, is what usually we help out with.
Right.
So if you have, lending hands that work directly with A customers who do very well, that's totally fine. I understand that. I'm not trying to take away their business. I'm referencing the fact that we work with people who don't necessarily get qualified with those guys. And that's the type of people we work with, essentially. Right. And we do work with A credit tier, but if you have a nice relationship already set up with your lending hands, I'm not trying to ruin anything that you have with them already. So I'm saying if you have guys that have been declined by them, that they need some equipment, that's where we step in and kind of take the reins from there and get them the money they need to make a purchase for you.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Send that over to me.
Okay.
And it'll be coming from who? What company?
Nico at the Bank of Cardiff.
I completely understand, so I'll definitely be in contact.
Okay. Just send that over to me, and I'll have Paula get with you, and we get a deal run through here. We'll just go look at the company, and then we'll.
Exactly. It'll have all my contact information as well as a website that you can check out of our business and everything. We've been doing equipment financing for the last 14 years. It's what we started out with. It's our bread and butter here. So we're very familiar with it, which means we have a wide range of programs and resources available to us. Why don't we do this, Greg? I'm going to shoot you that email, and I'm going to CC Paula as well. Why don't we do a trial run? How's that sound for you? You find a guy that doesn't have the best of credit and you want him to buy something from you, and he's not going to get approved with the regular guys that you have, that you can send him my way and we can see what we can do for him. And if he likes everything and goes through with the process, then that we're
Let me give you a
business.
Phone number right now. I got a guy that is fixing to use a personal lender.
Mm-hmm.
You want to call him, or you want me to just get the information to you?
You can give me the information right now. I can call him.
That's the thing. I'm just trying to get to know your business and everything.
when you talk to him, just tell him Greg Hendricks told you to call him. His name is Brent Forrest.
Brent Forrest.
I'll get you that email right now. And then
okay.
His phone number is 936.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool.
366.
Mm-hmm.
2100.
Okay. It does Brent...
He is buying... Here's what he's done. Is we got a machine 2016 Nissan 225 that we're selling for $110,000.
Mm-hmm.
We have a 2011 John Deere 450J that we're selling him for $55,000. I believe that's the numbers. He is already, I'm leasing to him right now to get his down payment down. He's already paid in approximately $30,000 to $35,000 down. And we need to get the balance financed out. If you get in touch with him, get all his information, just tell him I told you to call him and you're trying to see if you can beat what he's already got in place, and we'll see how that works.
Okay, so Brent has 2016 Tucson. So he has that with you right now, and he's doing...
He already has the machines in his... He's had them for approximately 6 months, probably.
Okay, so he has 6 months.
And I'd like to close my deal out and get him financed.
Okay, so he's paying you directly. Did he do it through, your just in-house, or did you lend the money personally?
My in-house. Nope.
Okay.
We're just... Hendricks Machinery still owns the machines. We're renting to him and applying 80% of that to the purchase price.
Got it. Okay. And does Brent, is he a business owner?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, I don't mean this rude, but the best thing, just call him and you ask him any questions.
Not a problem. I'll do that. Yeah, I don't want to take up a lot more of your time, so I'll shoot you over my contact information and everything, and I'll get in contact with Brent and see if there's something we can do to help him out in regards to the financing.
Sounds good. Let me know.
All right, Greg. Take care. Good talking to you.